Here's a juicy tidbit for you.
If you happen to have relatives that live outside the WCDO broadcast area, or if you happen to be traveling and you're far away and you want to hear the broadcast, you can enjoy our broadcast now over the Internet. All of our sports broadcasts are archived. So you go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, and then go into the Sports Audio Vault, and all of our games are right there. You just select the game that you want, and you listen. It's as easy as that. Anytime. That website again, www.wcdoradio.com. But do remember, these games are archived games, not streaming audio. So as a result, they won't be available until a little bit, we'll say. The first half of this game should be up shortly, and then, oh, maybe within the first 15 or 20 minutes after the game, you can catch the second half of the contest. And all of that is provided for you free of charge. You don't have to pay anything to hear any of our ball games. So if we give you a very quick scoring recap, first of all, I want to remind you, though, that this halftime show is being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Marabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your home energy dollar. So give the folks at Marabito Energy Products a call. Sydney 607-563-HEAT. Okay? Sydney 563-HEAT. Marabito Energy Products. So we are in one of those games today when all of the activities were done, the homecoming activities were all done before this game got started. So we have just simply 10 minutes here in the halftime, as we had just a normal halftime period. For those of you who might be just joining us, after a scoreless first quarter, the Sydney Warriors managed to score twice in the second period of play, first at 5:07 on a 28-yard run by Nate McDonald. The PAT attempt was a run also, no good, 6-0 was the score. And then, with 5.7 seconds remaining until halftime, a fumble recovery by Brandon Walters in the end zone allowed the Sydney Warriors to go up 12-0. Nate McDonald then ran in the extra point attempt, and the score was up to 14-0. And that's where we are at halftime. We'll be back with a continued look at what's happening after this timeout. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney has super fall travel deals right now. 7 nights in Cancun, all-inclusive with air for October and November. An unbelievable $649 per person. Free dining at Disney. Book your 4-night, 5-day package with theme park tickets. Select dates October through December. Or 4 nights in Vegas with air from Albany. Hotel, all taxes, and airport transfers included. Only $508 per person. Don't miss out. Catskill Travel, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 563-2255.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include 80% lean fresh ground chuck, 3 pounds or more, just $2.29 a pound. General Mills multi-grain Cheerios, buy one, get one free. 50-ounce Dynamo 2X liquid laundry detergent, buy one, get two free. Fresh baked Italian bread, 99 cents, and assorted Best Yet whip topping, 99 cents at your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
There is a difference. Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit.
Get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, I suppose you could say it's the season for it. Homecoming games. Last weekend, we saw the Sydney Warriors, we saw the Windsor Black Knights taking on the Unitego Spartans in a homecoming game. Then BG at Walton, that was a homecoming game. Tonight, it's the Sydney homecoming. And tomorrow, we'll have another one. This time, it will be the Delhi Bulldogs, as they have homecoming, and they will entertain the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. So we have a game for you tomorrow afternoon at about 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, I know you have been meticulously keeping stats there, Coach Dave, so you go ahead and tell me what you can tell me.
Well, there are 0 yards passing in this game so far. Sydney has thrown twice, and UVE has thrown once. No completions. UVE, as far as rushing goes, they've got a total of minus 1 yard rushing unofficially in 4, 8, and 10 carries. So it's tough sledding out there, you know, just to try to get anything going. Sydney, however, has been a little more successful on the ground. Leading ground gainer is Nate McDonald. He's got unofficially 12 carries for 56 yards. Keep in mind, he took a negative 10-yard hit for a punt that snapped and went over his head, and that was against his rushing yard, so he would have been better. Austin McCarroll, 2 carries, 24 yards. Brandon Walters, 9 carries, 32 yards. John Wingate, 11 yards on 4 carries. Cody Bourne, 16 yards on 5 carries. And Pat Vibbert had 3 yards on 4 carries, and we haven't seen him since he went out earlier in the game. So Sydney has sloshed up 142 yards on the ground. And that's it.
When I looked at the games that are being played around the area, it's interesting. And one thing came to mind. In a game tonight, Green is playing up. They're playing Owego tonight at home, you know, on the turf. What more can you say about it? And Unitego is playing at Chenango Forks tomorrow. Now, if you think of the next weekend, we will have Sydney at Green. Good game. Mm-hmm. Reasonably late in the season. If you remember, Green beat Chenango Forks very early in the season. So if we look at who played who, who's beaten who, blah, 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 all of that stuff, the one thing that came to mind is that I would think that anybody that got to Chenango Forks early in the season can probably breathe a big sigh of relief, because I wouldn't want to be running into the Blue Devils late in the season. I think they're going to be as tough as they ever were.
Yeah, you know, they were a bit of a puzzle beginning of the season. I mean, they even got shut out one time, and you don't see that happen to the Chenango Forks very often.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that was so interesting about that is that I think that was against Green, if I remember right. And in Unitego, that should be a pretty darn good ball game tomorrow. I don't expect that to be a dust-up at all. I'd be sort of interested in seeing, and I will be interested in seeing tonight when the scores roll out, on that Owego at Green game. I just think Green's going to be tough at home. They are just going to be tough. You may be the bigger school. They still may have a really tough time. So we have ourselves now just about 3.5 minutes until the next quarter of this ball game. And with that, we'll cut away quickly. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO, Sydney,
Jess
New
F.
York.
Jess F. House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jess F. House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years, downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller back here at Sydney High School on a sprinkly Friday evening. I think that you probably assumed as much, but I will confirm it. The observatory here at Sydney Central School is not open this evening. For those of you who happen to have caught the press announcements that they were planning an open-to-the-public event, but because of inclement weather, they are not going to be doing that tonight. So the Sydney Warriors and the UVE Storm both back out on the field, and we're going to be just about ready to go here momentarily. We'll get most of the papers moved. And for those of you who are just joining us, it is a 14-0 contest. The Sydney Warriors scored on a 28-yard run by Nate McDonald and then a fumble recovery in the end zone. And that's all the scoring we've got so far. Tomorrow, again, it will be the BG Bobcats at Delhi. They'll be taking on the Bulldogs in another homecoming contest, the fourth in four games. I like the idea that more and more schools have gone to running their festivities pre-game instead of us having to go into a 20 or 25-minute halftime to accommodate namings of this and that and the next thing. So we have the Sydney Warriors lining up, getting ready to go. The UVE Storm already in their position. They will be doing the receiving. Right now they're waiting for Nate McDonald to get out on the field. Nate's the man who normally does the kicking. Now he has a kicking tee. They've just got to get him a football, and we'll be ready to go. As we said, next weekend it will be a game under the lights down at Green, as the Sydney Warriors will be taking on the Green Trojans on the turf down at Green. And then the Saturday game next week, we don't know who the Class D quarterfinals are going to be, but it may very well be one of those games. We will hopefully know that hopefully within the next day or so. I haven't heard anything one way or another on that.
Yeah, it's still some things to be decided yet.
Now, there is one thing that we haven't seen in a long time, and an actual holding of the football. Now McDonald kicks it, and it's going to be gathered in way back down at about the 20-yard line. Grabbing it down will be, I want to say, Jack Wilcox. I think that was number 20. And anyway, he's going to get crunched as he finally gets his way across the 25 up to about the 30-yard line and will be brought down there at the 31. And the third quarter is underway.
And I do not see number 10 out there, Patrick Vibbert. He sat out the rest of the first half wearing a poncho on the bench, and I don't think he's come out since halftime. So who knows what happened there.
So it will be storm ball. And it will be capped on the ground in the first series from scrimmage. I am, I guess that's John Wingates. I was trying to spot numbers here. I'm getting distracted and watching that. Gain on the play of a couple of yards as I was looking to see if we did have Vibbert back in there. But I haven't seen him around anywhere, so he may very well have headed toward the locker room. So now let's get back to reality. Brandon Miles and company coming up, getting ready to go. Miles, the senior for the UVE Storm. He's the quarterback. Long count. Now he'll keep the ball on the ground. Going to be short gain, if at all. And the ball carried by the last man through. And who is that going to be? It will be, I believe, Holman. I envy your position there of trying to figure out who is carrying and who is not. So we've got a third and about seven, 10:39, showing on the clock, period number three.
You think they would have hosed them down at halftime or something? Sheesh.
Long count. The one thing that the... That's going to be carried again by Justin Hofer. Hofer off to the near side will pick up a couple of yards, finally going to be forced out of bounds up close to the 40. It will not be enough for the first down. They're going to spot it just shy. And let's see, they're going to put him down at about the 39-yard line.
Yeah, Brendan Miles on a quarterback keeper that time. He faked to the second man going through the line and kept it, hit it on his hip, tried to get around the corner but couldn't.
So this time they put Hofer way out to the near side. Now waiting for the snap and getting ready to kick it away will be Brandon Miles. Miles gets it down to about the 32 before it will be picked up in there. And a run back across the 40 to the 45. And it will be, I believe, John Wingate who is there to receive that ball and get it back upfield as much as he could.
Wingate picked up a really nice block by number 7, Mike Ward, and number 15 for UVE, Travis Conklin, made a nice tackle out from behind.
So we have a first and 10 situation, 4:39 left in period number 3. Sydney leads it by two touchdowns, 14-0. Over the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm. With the football, it is going to be the Sydney Warriors. Nate McDonald going to send number 12, John Wingate, in motion. Flags fly. The ball is going to be kept on the ground and be brought forward up near midfield. But it's going to be called illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. And you saw flags right at the very start, but they continue to run that play anyway.
How it's like to be these officials, you know, they throw their flag and it lands in a big mud puddle, and then you got to pick it up and stuff it back in your pocket.
So it will bring up a first and 15 as that ball is moved back now to the 40-yard line, right on the chalk mark. In that backfield, Nate McDonald is the quarterback, and he has been seeing John Wingate, Brandon Walters, Damian Zimmer, and quite often Cody Bourne doing the running for him. This time it will be the aforementioned Bourne. Bourne will pick up about 10 and get back up to midfield. He is across the 50, and they will mark his progress right about there.
10 yards, good call. So it's second down and 5.
So it is a first error. It is a second down. Remember, they had to go 15 in order to get back up in there. 8:45, clock running, period number 3, and the ball will be kept on the ground and going off to the far side. We'll have to just simply wait for the man to come up off the bottom of the pile. Everybody is pretty muddy in there right now. I believe they're going to say that was Brandon Walters, number 22, and he will get about 6. That's going to be enough for the first down. The ball down to the 44-yard line.
And again, good push from the offensive line. You saw those guys push UVE off the ball. Gave them the first down.
So first and 10 from the 44. The snap goes back in there to number 24, Nate McDonald. And McDonald is going to be brought down at about the 40-yard line. He'll gain 4, possibly 5 yards.
But I think I think the ball came loose, and now they're trying to determine who fell on it.
8:15. And now they're going to say that it was the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm that will take over, because they got the football in the middle of the mud. So they will take over first and 10 from the 40-yard line, their own 40-yard line.
You know, it's not who wants to fight for the ball the hardest. It's like who wants to go down to the bottom of the mud puddle and get it.
McDonald splits one man way out to the far side. He does take men with him, but the bulk of the team is up in the center of the field, and there's going to be a snap and a short gain, no appreciable gain whatsoever. Boy, I'll tell you, the poor guy in the center of that line is just in the middle of the mud bowl.
You know, it's just a light mist coming down right now, but the field is saturated. It's soaked. Over here on the near sideline, I think I saw salmon coming in to spawn.
7:50 showing on the clock. Miles, Hofer, Holman, and Akins in the backfield for the UVE Storm. Not even bothering to mention receivers today. Ball carried by Dylan Akins. Akins stiff arms one man, takes a second man out, keeps on plugging, and gets across the midfield, stripe down to the 49 in Sydney Warriors territory. And in that case, it didn't make any difference what the number was on that player. You could tell by the way he runs that was powerful Dylan Akins, the senior running back.
And that carry right there just put the UVE offense in positive yards.
First and 10 from the 49 in Sydney Warrior territory, 7:15. And the rain is picking up again, dropping back as Miles. He's going to scamper himself. He'll pick up 5, pick up 10, and is going to be down to, we'll have to see. Looks like he's across the 40, very close to first down territory. And they will spot it down at the 39, but will they say first and 10?
Looks like it's about a yard short.
It's going to be a squidging short.
That's not a bad call. You know, there's not too many exchanges of the football, and right now that's a risky venture.
6:40 showing on the clock. Miles and company ready to go again. And this time they'll go to number 38, Dylan Akins. Akins bounce around there like somebody got a hold of his jersey and whipped him around. But I believe he has the first down. Now they eyeball across and they spot the ball down. And we should be having the signal coming up in just a moment. And come on, where's the sign?
Yeah, it looks to me like he's got it by 2 yards.
It looks like it's by a long shot. So now the officials are going to say, wait a minute, you guys quit talking and figure out what's going on. Now they're going to move the ball back.
All right, they're faking us up.
I still think they're going to say that it's first down. Yes, it is. There's the white hat finally saying, I've had enough of this. He gives the signal, first down for the UVE Storm. 6:30 showing on the clock. Play will commence from about the 38-yard line. First and 10, UVE. So Miles on a long count this time, tries to go to his power back coming through. That's not going to get him anything at all. That would probably be either Cody Holman or Dylan Akins. You never can tell. Gain on that play of about 3, down to the 35.
Boy, that's, you're right. I guess I'm going to give that to Akins.
Dylan Akins has been really looked good today. I'm reasonably impressed. I've known him since he was a little kid, but he is showing his stuff tonight. This time the ball will be carried in there by number 38, Dylan Akins again, and he gets the right side of the line, and he manages to get down to the 30 and pick up a few more. It'll bring up a third and about 2.
So UVE's putting something together now. You know, they're moving the ball, they're moving the sticks. It's 3rd and 2, like you said. They're definitely going to go for it on 4th down.
5:30 showing on the clock, and it's running midway through period number 3. Sydney leading by a 14-0 score over the UVE Storm. Now Miles has his team back up to the line of scrimmage, and he will hand off, and that time I don't think they're going to get it. It looked to me like he went to the last man through, which I want to say was maybe Hofer. And as a result, there was no gain at all on that play, loss of about 1 maybe. And with that, it will bring up. I thought that was 4th before, but now they're going to say it's 4th and about 3. I don't argue. I just call them, folks. So 4th and a long 3. The ball down at the 31. A couple of times you saw Sydney make false starts. Now they will go in there to Akins, and Akins will not get the running room this time. He will be managing to get to about the 30, and that's it. And with that, it will be the Sydney Warriors who will take over on downs. 4:28, showing period number 3.
You know, on really sloppy nights like this, the uniforms are going to be such a mess. I wonder if the wife of the head coach offers to do the laundry after these games.
You are a dreamer, you know that?
I got an
Mr.
absolutely
Keller.
Not.
I think that was not one of the better things that you suggested. First and 10, Sydney Warriors. Here we go. Playing from the 31-yard line. Wingate goes in motion. The ball will be kept on the ground, and there will be a bit of a loss on that play. Let's see who comes up with it.
Number 8, Austin McCarroll.
So Austin McCarroll is what the field announcer says the ball carrier was.
I believe him.
4:10 showing on the clock.
Alex Avilio in on the tackle, coming in from defensive end position.
The Avilio family, fine athletes. Two older sisters that are excellent basketball players. Ball is going to be snapped back to McDonald and then handed right off very quickly in there to Brandon Walters. And Brandon Walters manages to go across the 40, up near the 45 to the 46 before he's finally brought down. And that will be a gain, and we'll call it about 13 or 14. 1st and 10, Sydney Warriors here with 3:30 left in period number 3. Remember, we've got the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats on the road playing at Delhi tomorrow afternoon. We hope we will have you in our audience. Oh, bad snap. It comes in low. Big loss on that play. It'll be inside the 40 at about the 36. McDonald couldn't do anything at all except pounce on that football. And as a result, it will be long yardage.
And McDonald, again, taking another hit to his offensive stats, but yeah, he did the smart thing. He just dropped on the ball. Don't give it up.
So it will bring up a second, and we'll call it 18. And that ball at about the 38. As we mentioned before, the idea, the concept of line markers, forget it. The line long ago managed to dissolve. Wingate goes into motion. Snap goes back to McDonald. Nice. Now Wingate has it right back, and he'll have running room. He's down for about a 15, 20-yard gain. Finally, at about the 36, he will be brought down, and he quickly comes up off the bottom of the pile and goes back into the huddle. So the Sydney Warriors, with 2:25 remaining on the clock, period number three, picks up the first down to keep the Warriors' drive alive.
And number 21 for UVE, Kurt Haycock, or Cook, he didn't make the tackle, but he saved a touchdown because he made the running back slow down.
We've seen Haycock a couple of times, always out way out here. Now they're going to have to repair a piece of equipment over on the far sideline. One of the officials talking to one of the Sydney Warriors. And again, it looks like it's going to be a chin strap that they've got to get snapped back on. They've done that. And now coming off to... McCarroll's coming way off to the near sideline. Initially, I thought they had the problem solved. But now McCarroll comes out, and going into that ball game is Taylor Dunnigan. And Dunnigan will go over and take McCarroll's place way across. Interesting to watch the coaches. The first thing they did is picked up a water bottle and washed off his helmet so they could see what it was they were trying to snap on. Now McCarroll is ready to go. The ball is snapped back to McDonald. McDonald gets no running room as he is going to be stacked up at about the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up a couple of yards on great second effort, and that was
McDonald
it.
McDonald on the
carry. So gain on that play, we'll call it two. He's at about the 35 give or take yard. Everything we say today, folks, is a give or take yard.
Oh, boy. McDonald, he's had a kind of a roller coaster day, you know, minus 10, plus 10, plus 26, minus 5. It's kind of like the Dow Jones these days.
Probably the person on the field who is enjoying this game the most is the Sydney ball boy. He's having a great time out there. McDonald sends a man in motion. It is going to be McCarroll. McCarroll gets the handoff, and he is going to be stuffed up immediately. No appreciable gain. If anything, he'll lose a couple of yards on that play as they'll spot it back at about the 38-yard line. And with that, we're inside the one-minute mark and the clock running like crazy down toward the end of the quarter. 48 seconds. That way it clicks.
Nobody wants to stop the clock. They want to get out of the rain and out of the mud.
It is one of those constant drizzles. We had a period of much harder rain earlier in the contest, but now it's just a drizzle. Wingate goes in motion. The ball comes in and bounces once, and before anybody can fall on it, there is a pileup, and we have, I believe, Nate McDonald, who is down. He was diving for that loose football. The officials had already managed to blow the whistle dead, but I believe McDonald was just hit. And it wasn't a case that he was hit maliciously. He just simply was hit hard. 2:22 showing on the clock, and we have ourselves an injury timeout as the Sydney coaches have been called out onto the field. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat.
is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So after a momentary scare, Nate McDonald is up, walking off the field under his own power. He's back on the sidelines, and immediately they start hosing him down so that he is getting a little bit of the mud off. And the clock starts, and the Sydney Warriors aren't even going back out onto the field. They're just going to let the clock run down, 14, 13, 12, so on and so forth. So we are going to the fourth and final quarter of this ball game with the Sydney Warriors leading the Unadilla Valley Edmiston Storm by a score of 14 to nothing. And you're listening to your station for sports on a Friday night, football live action on WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller as we have football on a Friday night on a rather wet football field in Sydney, New York on homecoming weekend for the Sydney Warriors. And it will be the Sydney Warriors on offense now, and that is given just about enough time for, let's see, that looks to me like Brandon Walters who carried it that time. I was going to say it gave just about enough time for Nate McDonald to be able to get himself up and going again. Now they're going to say that it was Wingate on the carry, and we'll see if we're going to have Walters back in there. If not, we've had our sort of a tough night on quarterback, so we'll have to see who's going to finish things up.
You know, it's interesting. We've been to several homecomings, as you mentioned, like four in a row. And some people have had bounce houses. They had a chicken barbecue here. And right now there's a giant slip and slide out in the middle of the field.
Right. I don't think that was part of the plan. Nate McDonald is not in there. He is off on the near sideline. They're still washing him off. He's up and okay. Got his helmet off. It is going to be Damian Zimmer going into motion. The ball kept on the ground. We'll have to see.
Good luck, Harry.
Well, the thing that I was...
good eyes. Cody Holman, he said.
No, it's not Cody Holman on the play. It's the Sydney Warriors who are carrying the ball. We're on the wrong end of the field, guys. The one of the things that you have is I don't know at this point who is... going to be doing the quarterbacking for the Sydney Warriors when we go back on offense. We'll have to see.
And 11 now for UVE.
So 11-12 showing on the clock. Brandon Miles. Long count, and he's not going to have anybody to go to. He will give the ball off to one of his running backs in the backfield. And we can go by a process of elimination. I think you're going to find that was the tough Dylan Akins again. Akins not going to get any running room at all. He is going to be stopped at about, we'll call it the 29-yard line, 28-yard line.
And again, they're going backwards. You know, the defensive line for Sydney is getting a good burst off of the ball, and they're into the backfield of UVE.
10:29, clock running, period number four. UVE trying to get back into this ball game. They trail by a 14-0 score. Sydney having homecoming success. Man goes in motion, and let's see, it will be unable to turn the corner. I would have to say that's Justin Hoffer, but here again, we'll have to wait and we'll see. Yep, it is Justin Hoffer. So Hoffer manages to get back just about 1 yard of what had been lost previously, and it will bring up a fourth, and we'll call it 13.
And we got 9:45 to go here in the game. This game has just flown by.
Austin McCarroll is back across midfield at about the 42-yard line, waiting to receive it. And, ooh, here goes Brandon Miles. Miles says, forget this, I'm not going to kick. He gets 20 yards as he finally is pushed out of bounds at approximately midfield. Great Brandon Miles run, who he just saw a hole. I really think he intended to kick that time. But he saw a hole at the last moment and said, forget this, and he was off to the races. First and 10 for the UVE Storm.
You know, I think you're right. If that was a call by the coach, it was a gutsy call. But I think he saw nobody over there on the right-hand side of the field, and he took a chance. And if you take a chance and the coach doesn't call it, you better get that first down.
Miles is a senior for the UVE Storm, and he's a gutsy player. He's had lots of experience at quarterback. Now he's going to try to keep things on the ground. Flags all over the place. They will say it's against the UVE Storm, illegal procedure. So that will march the ball back 5 yards. Play will start from the 45, and it will be first and 15 with 9:07 remaining. So Miles with Hofer, Holman, and Akins in the backfield. They have been pretty much playing every play. That is the one thing that we have not seen a whole lot of, is that substituting for the UVE Storm. Not anywhere near like the amount of substituting going on for the Sydney Warriors.
Oh, yeah, my stat sheet is full of names here.
8:40, clock running. Going into motion, it is going to be Holman, and the ball will be kept on the ground. No appreciable gain on that play. I would almost think that was Akins carrying the ball, as he will pick up 4, maybe 5, get the ball up to about the 49-yard line. It brings up they're saying second and about 12. Is that second, or did you get that as third?
Well, they got second on the box across the field, so...
I know, that's what I was looking at. Ball spotted down at the 48.
Second on the scoreboard, so...
So the BG Bobcats will be playing at Delhi tomorrow in another homecoming game. Now Miles is ready to go. And he is going to go to the last man through. It probably is going to be Cody Holman. The rain is beginning to pick back up. Holman will get through the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. And if there was any question that we had a muddy field before, previously it was muddy, but the grass was still there. Now it's beginning to look like gray, so it's muddy mud puddle instead of just saturated field. So we've got a third and 9.5. 7:18 on the clock.
And forget about throwing the ball, you know. You just got to find a hole and get through there before the defense can get a hold of you.
Get the ball up in the rain, it might get cleaned off. The ball is going to be a keeper by Miles. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. He's still on his feet. He's across the 45. Finally forced out of bounds at the 43. Give him about 7 yards on that, and it will bring up a fourth, and we'll call it 3.
Miles with a nice pickup. He had to break a tackle and get around on a player on the corner, and that gave him the edge. He almost got the first down.
So we saw a kicking situation, and Brandon Miles ran it for a first down. That time, he had third and about 9.5 or 10, and he picks up about 7 on a quarterback keeper run. Now he sends Holman in motion, and the ball will be kept on the ground, and I believe they will say the Sydney Warrior defense has held. I see one official indicating that it will be Sydney Warrior ball taking over on downs at the 42-yard line.
Zero.
And we have ourselves 6:06 showing on the clock. And I see officials just gingerly walking across the mud. This is one of those days when the showers are going to feel ever so good at the end of this game.
And a field like this, as in snow, you have to run differently. You have to swing from the hips.
McCarroll off to the near side this time. He is just simply in there to widen things up. Cody Bourne will carry the football. The snap from center was momentarily dropped by Nate McDonald, but he picked it up and gave it off to Bourne, and Bourne picks up maybe a yard at the most. The ball, well, now they're going to spot the ball up at the 45, and it's simply that the down marker hasn't been moved. Now he'll move it up, so it's a pickup of about 3. And it will bring up a second, and, well, when they get through messing around with it, we'll say it's 2nd and 4.
We've had some really delayed positionings of the football today.
Damian Zimmer coming out of the ball game, and with that, they want to have just a bit of a conference. So the Sydney Warriors will call timeout. 5:30 showing on the clock, and the Sydney Warriors leading in this ball game by a 14-0 score. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you. All open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich. Or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Sydney High School's Alumni Field. Up here on the hilltop. The Sydney Warriors leading in this ball game by 2 touchdowns, 14-0. Nate McDonald going to have it on a quarterback keeper, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage, go across that to about the midfield stripe, and finally be stopped. Third down, and it's still about 1. The ball on the 50-yard line. That is one thing that we can say, Coach, is that we've had so much of this play up here so that we haven't had to look into the end zones or that area. Most of the play has been between the 35.
And that would be the muddiest part of the field with not much grass left. They want any footing. They got to get down closer to the goal line.
I guess we could almost say between the 25s. McCarroll split to the near side, 4:40, showing on the clock. Zimmer is going to move from right to left, and that is going to clear off the field. And we are going to have a loose football. That came back, bounced once before Nate McDonald was able to pick it up. When he finally did, he didn't have a good handle on that football. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and the ball popped loose. It has fallen on by UVE, and as a result, they will take over. 1st and 10. We'll call it from the 48-yard line.
That ball squirted loose a couple of times on that play. Holy mackerel, nobody can hold on to that thing.
So the Sydney Warriors defensive unit gets to practice a little bit now. And the fans begin to whoop it up, hoping for good, solid defense. Cody Holman is going to go in, and the ball will be intended, a pass for Holman. And he is going to have the ball intercepted as the man coming across, and I have no clue. It's probably going to be I was going to say Brandon Walters is the man that I thought that was. Walters will get down to the 20-yard line deep in UV Storm territory before he's tripped up and brought down. And at that point, you really couldn't tell. Whoever was coming in to do the tackling, the jerseys are so muddy that it doesn't make any difference. The maroon jerseys are lighter with the mud, and the white jerseys are darker, and they all are pretty much the same.
And they all have dark helmets. I mean, yeah, due color right now. It's mud.
So here we go. Nate McDonald back on offense. He's waiting. Long snap. It goes back intended for John Wingate. Wingate has it get by him. It's fumbled again, and the UV Storm will take over again. Brandon Miles blowing through, dropping on the football, and as a result, the UV Storm get it right back at the 31. 4 minutes showing on the clock. That's all that's left in this ball game.
This is a game of hot potato right now.
So once again, the Sydney Warrior defensive unit tries to dig in. You hope that this field is going to be stark dry all week long before anybody has to use it again. The ball will be kept on the ground. No appreciable gain on the play as they try the right side of the line. And it's not simply a matter that we don't want to give credit where credit is due. It takes you a while to see number 38, Dylan Akins, coming up off the bottom of the pile. He was the ball carrier.
It looks like some of those old NFL films you used to see with the guys in the mud and everything else.
Finally, wow. Finally a gain of about a yard, 3:13 on the clock. And it is running down toward the end of this ball game. Man in motion for the UVE Storm, and the ball will be kept on the ground. It looks to me like it may very well be another quarterback keeper by Miles. He went way toward the UVE bench on the far side. It's inside 3 minutes now, 2:45. Gain on that play of about three, and that was it. .235, the clock still running. Now Tom Myers breaks out of the huddle, comes up over top of the football. 2:22 showing on the clock, long count by Miles, and now they will go to the second man through, and I believe that's going to be Justin Hofer. Here again, you have no clue, and we are going to be having a quick timeout called by the UVE Storm. I want to remind you that a community flood relief extravaganza is going to be held next Saturday night up at Unitego High School. That starts at 7 o'clock. It's a fundraising event to help the flood-impacted communities here in the Tri-Town area. A very impressive lineup of local talent that is there, and this is a free will donation collected at the door. 100% of the proceeds will benefit the local communities. So you're invited to show your support and look at that event at Unitego High School coming up next Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. 2:13 showing on the clock. Both teams trying to make sure that they've got all of their signals straight. The Sydney Warriors out in the center of the field. They're basically standing in the mud. The Storm went over next to the UVE bench. Now they're coming back out, and everybody's ready to go. 2:13 showing on the clock. Remember, tomorrow we will have BG at Delhi for you. That's a 1:30 game right here on your station for sports. Now we're ready to go. Miles and company. have it fourth and about eight. So dropping back, wanting to pass is Brandon Miles. He puts it in the air, and it will be picked off way over across the way. And now I guess that whoever picked it off came down out of bounds, so that they will say it is going to be an incomplete forward pass, I believe.
Okay, that break goes UVE's. No, they're giving the...
By number seven, Mike Ward.
Okay, so, they're awarding the ball to Sydney, so...
The official over right on that side initially just signaled nothing. So, who knows? I don't get excited about it.
I thought he was out of bounds.
I don't get excited about it anymore. 2:05 showing on the clock.
Right now, Harry, you could tell me anything. I can't see a thing, and I'll believe you.
Cody Bourne coming back into the huddle for the Sydney Warriors. 2:03 showing on the clock. Long count. Now they're going to send number 8, Austin McCarroll, into motion. And blowing through is number 38. That is Dylan Akins. And a big loss on Nate McDonald. As once again, Akins just blew through there and manages to make a good stop.
Holy mackerel. He didn't have a chance. Again, the ball was snapped on the ground, and he couldn't pick it up.
So Dylan Akins has just been doing it all day long. He's been doing it offensively. He's been doing it defensively. So we have ourselves another planning session going on. 1:42 showing on the clock. And both of these teams are taking time to make sure that they know what the heck they're doing. They don't want to make any mistakes. We will be seeing Sydney on the road down at Green next Friday night. That should be one terrific ball game. Sydney has gotten better and better as the season has gone on. And the Green Trojans very much looking for... probably the best season they've had in a long time. I don't even know what they've got. Are they still unbeaten? Green, 3-0 in league, 6-0 overall. Wingate goes in motion, dropping back. Waiting to pass was going to be McDonald. He has to scramble a whole lot. Finally, he is going to be grabbed and brought down in there by, I want to say that is probably number 56. That is Josh Fargo. That looks like he was the man who managed to get him on him.
Well, that was a tough carry right there.
That was a lot of running around.
Yeah. He wanted to throw the ball, but he couldn't, so then he was just avoiding tacklers and fighting his way back to the line of scrimmage, and then he got a couple of yards beyond that.
So, once again, we have a pause in the action. So, we will say, you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So we have 1 minute and 30 seconds showing in this ball game. The Sydney Warriors now have it third and 20 as they're trying to manage to get something going. They lead in this ball game by a 14-0 score. Flags all over the place. Everybody knew that one. That was Nate McDonald making the call, and he didn't bother to even reach down and try to pick up the football when it was snapped back to him because he had a man in motion, and that was going to be illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors.
Push him back, way back.
So that will bring up a third now, and we'll call it 25 as the ball is down very high of the 45. Oh, my golly, now they've managed to pick it up and give it to Wingate, and Wingate is going to be hammered down hard. Wingate came to the near side, got across the 45. Who managed to get him? I guess that's going to be number 23. That will be Cody Holman. So Wingate that time got a little bit of running room, and he got hit hard. So that will bring up a fourth, and we'll still call it 20.
Kick. But the clock is running, and they're probably going to take as much time off the clock as they can.
Yeah, I would hope so. 47 seconds, the clock running, and they're just going to let it run down. So this one will go into the scorebook as being a 14-0 Sydney Warrior win over the Unadilla Valley Storm. And the one thing that we want to see is decent games, and this at least isn't going to be horrible. Now we're going to have illegal procedures again called against the Sydney Warriors. Nate McDonald is not terribly happy, as I'm certain he's just freezing to death out there among everything else. The official takes the ball from him, finally tosses it back into the head, into the mud puddle.
And he's got nothing dry out there to wipe his hands on even, you know. He's got mud in his fingers.
26 seconds left in this contest. If I were him, I'd just go to one knee and let the blasted clock run out. I don't want to put thoughts of people's minds. So now McDonald will get away the kick on fourth down and about 20, and it's going to be taken in there by, I believe that is going to be number 23, Cody Holman. Here again, I see the 8-2, but who knows what the other number on the back of that dirty jersey is. 17.9 seconds as the ball is going to be taken over by the UVE Storm one more time.
And I can't tell even who the guy on the tackle was. He made a really nice tackle. He got down there fast, got his hands on it.
So we end up with the final couple of plays of this ball game. It has been raining pretty much throughout, usually not hard. Now it is just enough so that you can see the mud puddles begin to waver, but you can see across the field it's not sheets of rain coming down, but enough to make the field a bit lousy. And if you're a coach, you want to see that the field, if it's going to take a beating like this, takes it way back toward the end of the season. Now the ball will be a drop back situation for Brandon Miles. He's going to try to pass it, but he's going to be hit. And as a result, that may very well be a Sydney Warrior recovery. Yep. So Brandon Miles ending up with the last offensive play for the UVE Storm, coughing up the football. It's going to be grabbed down by the Sydney Warriors. 9.1 seconds remaining, and they will have the ball first and 10 from about the 12-yard line. And they're not even going to try to get off another play. It's going to be time running out. And with that, we have the end of the ball game. So the final score again, the Sydney Warriors defeating Unadilla Valley by a 14-0 score, as all of the scoring came in the second period of this game. We'll be back with a post-game show coming up after this quick timeout. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your New York City Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the final score, the Sydney Warriors 14 and the UVE Storm with nothing. And what a difference all of a sudden this makes. Because of the win, Sydney's record now goes up to 4-2 overall, and the UVE Storm dropped to 1-6 overall. And all of a sudden, you begin to see the separation come in. Both of these are Class C teams in Division 5, I guess it is, of the league. All right, so now we get back to business. As we said, all of the scoring came in the second period of the ball game, and that's where Sydney ended up getting their all of their scoring on a 28-yard run by Nate McDonald and a fumble recovery in the end zone by Brandon Walters. So the post-game show being brought to you today by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Coach Dave, your thoughts on tonight's offensive player?
Okay, and this was probably the toughest call of the night, but I'm going to give the nod to Nate McDonald. I know we've called him before, but he had to handle the football many, many times tonight, especially after stepping in for Pat Vibbert at quarterback. I mean, he ran the ball 20 times, and all those 20 times, seven of them were minus yards on bad snaps from the center that he didn't have much to do with, but he still came up with 42 yards and that long touchdown run that you mentioned.
The postgame show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet with operations in Unadilla and Oneonta and on Route 12 in North Norwich. The dynamic defense player.
Okay, this is going to keep it from being a Sydney sweep. We're going to go with a guy whose name we called over and over again. He was a defensive monster out in the mud, Dylan Akins from UVE.
And the All-Purpose Award is being presented by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at 563-3533. Coach?
We're going to go with Brandon Walters of Sydney for All-Purpose. Offensively, he rushed unofficially 11 times for 55 yards. He defensively was playing the ball really, really well. He intercepted the pass. We think he recovered a fumble, not too sure, but he did a nice job today.
So, again, the final score, 14-0, the Sydney Warriors over the UVE Storm. Remember, tomorrow we will have a football game for you in Delhi between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Delhi Bulldogs. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. From Sydney's Alumni Field, Harry Graves and Dave Keller, good night, everybody.